This day, 10 years ago, voters here were asked whether they were in favour or against legalising same-sex marriage in a referendum to change the constitution. Two-thirds said yes, the first time a state legalised same-sex marriage through a popular vote. Thousands celebrated, including those who had travelled from overseas to vote. A decade on, our social affairs correspondent Alva Canini looks back at the campaign and at current challenges facing the LGBTQ plus community.
The upper square of Dublin Castle has been the backdrop to many historic moments, but few have been charged with the emotion of the landmark result 10 years ago when the public voted for the legalisation of same-sex marriage.
We're very much looking forward to getting married in the future.
When my sisters get married, their ring will mean the same as what my ring means.
Well, I have a grandson who is gay, and I suppose if I didn't have, would I be thinking the same? And I think I would, actually.
The anniversary of the referendum has offered campaigners on both sides a chance to reflect. The co-director of the Yes Equality campaign, Brian Sheehan.
I think the moment I thought we might just do it was the day before, when the boat to vote people were crossing, sailing into Dublin Bay, and somebody got up on the deck and sang She Moved Through the Fair, which is that beautiful line, "It will not be long, love, till our wedding day." And I thought, okay, maybe we just can do it. But the scale of the result was astonishing. Irish people were fair and generous and inclusive and kind, and that's what won us the referendum.
62% of voters approved the amendment to the Constitution of Ireland that would allow same-sex marriage. 38% voted against it. Magnanimous in defeat 10 years ago, the independent Senator Ronan Mullen, who campaigned for the no side, admits that the outcome was clear at the time.
Because campaigns don't decide things overnight. They take on a certain momentum. And I think, broadly speaking, the yes side were mostly quite understanding of no voters' concerns, particularly at the leadership level. Now, there were incidents where there was a certain amount of unfair accusations of homophobia towards people, and maybe a certain amount of cultural pressure as well online. You know, are you supporting this or not? I think that was unhelpful. But for the most part, I think the debate took place very civilly between the different sides.
Bolstered by their unions through marriage, many gay couples decided to expand their families. But having children hasn't been straightforward. While Raina von Medding and her wife are legally recognised as the parents of their eldest girls, their 16-month-old son has just one legal parent because of a change in the law in 2020. That parent is Raina.
It is because the legislation that we have is not fit for purpose. It does not cover all families, and there are so many children who are left out. And I always bring it back to children because I, as a parent, yes, it's an inconvenience for me, and we have to find workarounds and only one parent can sign certain things. But when you come down to it, it's the children who are affected. My son is being denied such a basic right that other children are given, which is a legal connection to the people who are raising him. And if anything were to happen to me, he would be orphaned. And that is not what people voted for 10 years ago.
In 2015, few could have imagined hate crimes and discrimination seeping into Irish society over the following decade. But this is a reality for many, as CEO of LGBT Ireland, Paula Fagan, explains.
Particularly in the last, say, 4 or 5 years, we've seen a real rollback. People don't feel safe. There's a rise in hate crime and hate online hate speech or hate speech against our community and other minority communities. So there's a real, I suppose, unfortunately, people are back feeling unsafe, not wanting to be out because of fear and for their safety. So that's a real rollback, and I think that's why it's so important that the government and politicians and society keep pushing for progress.
Campaigners say the next 10 years is about reigniting the positivity and hope that was so evident in 2015. And one way to do this is through Ireland's EU presidency next year.
It's an opportunity to demonstrate strong leadership and stand firm for EU LGBT people, to show that they're valued and respected and will be treated equally. The Irish people gave a mandate to the Irish government to do that. We need the courage to stand up for those who are not being treated well in our lives around us at the moment. And I think that matters whether you're LGBT, There's a rollback on women's rights. There's a rollback on rights for minorities, for people of colour. And I think that's the kind of space we have to mind. We have to mind the good bits of Ireland, and therein lies the victory in the referendum that isn't done yet.
Brian Sheehan ending that report by Ava Keneally. 727.